It's been a long 5 years with so little rain or grass. Prices are sky high, I'm just trading gold for gas. Bulk feed cost is climbing, it makes it hard to wean those calves. So I broke my cookie jar and cashed in my dollar halves. Time took my best three mamas, my oldest Hereford cows, and we sold the Red Bull Bob, near perfect up till now. I shipped my heifer calves last fall along with my old stock. My herd keeps heading south like slow seconds on wall clocks. I'm raising soggy little calves with mamas chewing seeds, and they're eating last year's bales that grew right up from weeds. What makes a man hold on to what he's barely got? A bunch of mama cows with calves who graze on Satan's lot. But there's still no rain or grass, and it's almost turned July. West wind still blows so hard, and I've not seen it go this dry. The water hole's gone bad, and so has most the creek. The mud had dried and cured into hard adobe brick. But I heard a voice within telling me to just keep on, cause there's always hope to have, for the summer's not half gone. Well, the missus and this mister prayed our most convincing prayer that for the next year and the next, we'd both be working there. And the absolute next morning, I woke up in a cloud, then two, then three, and more, then I just cried out real loud. Lord, bring us needed rain. I see you still remember how. Let it heal up all our fields and feed our horses and our cows. The wet, sweet smell of summer rain was surely in the air, and the constant bawling of the cows confirmed that it was there. I will not now imply that the drought was cured that day, nor even in a week or two, but the fix was on the way. The monsoon winds had finally come. Our fear for now was done. That overdue, life-giving rain cooled off that southwest sun. In the weeks that followed, in the gauge it registered, by the fourth I fed no hay to my grass-contented herd. If it kept on raining steady, all our pasture wounds would mend. For the first time in 5 years, all the ponds would fill again. The herds would move to regrown grass, the creeks be running clear. We'd even keep our heifers, put tags in their left ears. Well, it doesn't take that much, just some inches of good rain to make the ponies prance and cowboy angels sing again. Cows be out there grazing on the sides of grassy slopes while we fatten up with pride and keep renewing all our hopes.